Gemara Masechta Nida Daf. Well, I'm an hour from a bay. It teaches us. Amar of Yitzchak, Amar of Ami. Ba Zacha Ba'olam. If a Zacha comes to the world, Ba Kikra B'yadai. Along with the Zacha comes his Panasa. As the Gemara says, Zacha Zekar. Zacha has with him the Panasa that he needs for life. As the pasuk says, the ksiv yicholem kera gedoyla. Kera means mezoinus. He made him a big meal. The keva eni maklum. Then the keva doesn't have that bracha. The keva says the gemara nekiyaba. Ad amrim zani until the keva davens takarish bracha for mezoinus lo yavila. She doesn't have it. The ksiv, as indeed the pasuk says, nakva secharcha olayva tena. And the keva has to ask for panasa. So there are many tshuvas in the paiskim around this gemara. Here the gemara says that when a zacher comes to the world, his panasa comes along with him. So a moish in the shalz tshuvas igris moish chel orachaim chel beis simon kuf yur aleph discusses if someone is allowed to buy an insurance policy. Doesn't buying an insurance policy represent a lack of bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So Rav Moshe goes on to explain that even though, as our Gemara teaches us, every zocher that comes to the world has the panosa that comes with him, that doesn't mean a person shouldn't work. On the contrary, a person, says Rav Moshe, is obligated to work. Ein soimchim al anes. We can't rely on nisim. Moreover, says Rav Moshe, even a person who davens, which of course we're all obligated to do daven, doesn't mean that he should rely on the tefillah alone. And he goes on to bring rayas from our ovis who didn't rely on tefillah alone. And he says that even though we know that all of a person's panasa is determined on Rosh Hashanah, what that means is that there's a gzeirim and a shemayim that if you will work and do your ishtadlis, then this much panasa you'll have. And Rav Moshe goes on to explain, the Gemara says, that Rav Neroi said, I set aside everything and I will only teach my son Torah. So does that mean that we don't have to teach a child a profession? So he says, Chas v'shalom. What it means to say is that a child, when he's young, his time should be spent learning Torah. Because there's only that many hours in the day, and there's only that much a child could absorb. So when he's young, he should spend his time learning Torah. And then when he gets older, then he can learn a profession and go to work. But on the contrary, it doesn't mean that a person shouldn't learn a profession and work for panasa. Moreover, says Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that even if in previous generations they were able to rely on nisim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them what they need, we certainly don't live in such a world. And because we don't live in such a world, says Rav Moshe, buying insurance has become a way of life. And because it's a way of life, says Rav Moshe, that is considered the same like getting a job. And just like everybody has to get a job, unless he has other means of panasa, we can't rely on nisim. Buying an insurance policy is in the same category. Then there's another tshuva for a Moshe. And the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe. Oyer Chaim. Chaim Luk. Dalet. Simen Memches. Where again, Rav Moshe apparently was asked the question of buying insurance. And Rav Moshe there too discusses the issue and the permissibility for one to buy an insurance policy. Interestingly enough, in that tshuva, Rav Moshe quotes the tshuva that we just mentioned, and then Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara that we just learned. So he says, what's the purpose of buying an insurance policy? He says that the purpose of buying an insurance policy primarily is that if chas v'shalom something happens to the father, to the husband, there'll be panosa for the wife. So our Gemara just taught us that even if you're going to say that men, as our Gemara says, bokikra b'yodai, that every man has his panosa, a woman needs greater schusim. Our Gemara says that women are only zoicha to panosa through tefillah. And in fact, that's what Rav Moshe and that tshuva suggests, that if a person has a choice to buy one of two insurance policies, one insurance policy will give him a certain amount of income to him or to his family as long as he's alive. And the other insurance policy is an insurance policy that will give a benefit at death. Says Rav Moshe, it's preferable to buy the insurance policy that gives the benefit of death. For two reasons. First of all, as Al Gemara says, that when a person comes to the world, bakikra biyada, so living people have a guarantee, at least to some degree, of panosa. But a person, after he's no longer in the world, doesn't have that guarantee. Moreover, says Rav Moshe, as we just discussed, panosa for the family is more complicated than panosa for the husband. And therefore, the Gemara says that we should be concerned. Therefore, he says, according to this Gemara, it's better to buy a policy that will have a death benefit. The Debret Sinarov, Zatzal, and Shalos HaTshuvos Ber Moshe, Chelek Ches Simen Kuf Yud Ches, also goes into the discussion of the permissibility of buying an insurance policy. He says a person, he brings rayas from many Gemaras that Chazal wanted everybody to do what's good for their family. And therefore he says we find Chazal spoke about a nedunya for a daughter even after the person is no longer here. The Chazal speak about a ksubas benin dichrin. Chazal speak about leaving money for almana. Chazal teach us hayibazbiz yos mechaymish as important as it is to give tzedakah. There's a limit how much a person should give tzedakah. And therefore, he says, a person should certainly do whatever is considered acceptable and normal to take care of his family. He also quotes a tshuva from the Lechem Shloima that says, well, isn't buying an insurance policy, a life insurance policy, considered that you think you're about to die? And he says that's certainly not what that means. So too, is there a tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Dalet, Simen Aleph, and he says that anything which is considered, which is normal, which people do on a normal basis, is not considered a lack of emunah. And therefore he says, a person who doesn't prepare himself, that is considered that he's not acting in a correct fashion. Ravad Yosef Zatzal in the Shas of Tshuva Sicha V'Das Chela Gimel Simon Pehei also has a discussion regarding this, and he says the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara Masech the Saita, B'shachar Beis HaMikdash Poshku Anshe Amona, and the Gemara says Anshe Amona Elu HaMaminim B'Kadosh Baruch Hu K'tanya Rav Elazar Gadol Mish Yesh Lepas Basala, if somebody has food in his pantry, V'Oimim Ha'Oich L'Mochan, he says, what will I eat tomorrow? Ena El Mektani Amuna. But the Mashah explains that that's referring only to Chassidim, to great individuals. The regular individual has to live life with the regular Hishtadlis. And that's why he says that even though maybe Ribbis should be Usher by Akum, but Chazal understood that Jews did not have many opportunities how to make panasa, and because they didn't have many opportunities how to make panasa, so if they wouldn't be able to do ribbis with Akum, they wouldn't have panasa. He quotes a Tosfos. That says one of the reasons a person should marry off his daughters when they're young is because if a person has the financial ability today to marry off his daughter, he should take advantage of that because who knows what tomorrow will bring. And therefore, he paskins that a person is allowed to buy life insurance and it doesn't in any way represent a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, I did see in the Sefer Chashukei Chemet here on the Masechta that discusses this, and he quotes that the Chofetz Chaim was not in favor of buying life insurance policies. And he says a very interesting explanation. He says that a person, if in Shemayim they're deciding if he should remain in this world or not, so sometimes even if the person doesn't have the schus to stay in this world, but they decide they need to leave him in this world because he has to take care of his family and they didn't do anything wrong. But if the person has a life insurance policy, so they say his family's taken care of, and maybe it's easier to take away from the world. But he says that we have to look at every situation individually. He says, certainly, a person who's not on a high level of emunah and is going to be concerned if he doesn't have a life insurance policy should buy a life insurance policy. He shouldn't rely on an ace because living with that constant worry, what will happen, is also not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live. And therefore, certainly, given all the paiskim that we quoted, it's permissible to buy a life insurance policy.